The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, committed to providing water and wastewater services to customers in portions of 14 counties, and making ongoing investments in water system infrastructure to support safe, reliable service. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, I know that we haven't really discussed cucumbers, and I love cucumbers. Touched a little bit about squash, but I know that summer squash, those yellow summer squash, people love those, and some zucchini. So let's get all three of those, how they're different and how you can use them. A lot of times you're looking at the table and they might all be placed together. So that's maybe one of the reasons why I want to talk about them, because we don't typically cook cucumbers in the United States, and we don't typically eat zucchinis and other squash raw, but you can do both to both. If you are looking at a farmer's market table, you may see them all the way from the size of your thumb up to like the size of an arm, and they are very different. The water content starts to go up, you get more seeds. Point of that fruit is to grow really, really big and basically explode with the nutrients that the seeds need to be able to grow and propagate for the next year. And so you don't want to eat it when it is approaching that explosion level, because it's just not as tasty. Too much water, too much fiber, too many seeds. So you want it in between the size of your pinky and the size of your arm. There are ways that you can use them if they're starting to approach being too big. And that's why things like zucchini bread are so popular. Core out the seeds of the center of the zucchini, put that into a bread after you've grated the flesh. And so that's one way you can use a zucchini that's maybe towards its final days. I have been making a lot of cucumber and tomato salad. I think that's probably because I grew up on eating that with my mom and dad. They would always have a Tupperware full of marinating cucumbers, zucchinis, and white onions. Typically, they used an Italian dressing that they just poured on there, but sometimes I'll spread my wings and make my own sort of vinaigrette to put on it. But I think that's a great way to experience all three of those vegetables that are available at the market right now.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about cucumbers, squash, and zucchini.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. How about some interesting ways to use squash in a cooking recipe?
I think a couple of weeks ago I might have mentioned the zucchini fritters. I think that's great, but you can use them as a boat for all kinds of other vegetables that you might want to make, or ground beef. So much like you would do a stuffed pepper, you can do a stuffed zucchini, slice it in half, core out the seeds, top it with some ground beef or lamb, some herbs, and maybe a marinara sauce, then let that bake or put it on the grill, and you have a really, really nice dinner centerpiece.
What about cooking with cucumber?
It's a much more common thing to do, I think, in Asia, is to cook with cucumber. You can do a spicy chili oil braised cucumber. So basically you heat up some chili oil pretty hot, take diced cucumbers and throw it into that hot oil and let that really flash fry quickly. It's going to be a lot of splattering, so that might be something that you want to do very carefully, but you get this nice char roasted flavor on the outside. You take it off the heat and finish it with some vinegar, so it's sort of like the best of both worlds. You get that pickly, vinegary flavor, and you get that char, smoky, delicious spiciness from the chili oil. And it's hard to beat. It's very different than what most people associate. But once again, it has a lot of those same characteristics that you get with the cucumber, tomato, onion salad. I really love some tzatziki, dill, yogurt, some mayo maybe. I know there's lots of different cultural recipes that say, oh, you can only use yogurt. You have to use dill. You can't use mint. You have to use vinegar. You can only use lemon juice for tzatziki, but you can put cucumbers into that typically yogurt sauce and then dip your cucumbers or zucchini or yellow squash that you've sliced really thin into that. Maybe you make three sets of dips. So you have your tzatziki, you have a hummus, and then maybe a baba ganoush. And so that's another great way to use up some of the vegetables we've talked about over the last few weeks. and enjoy the stuff that you're just getting at the market this week. A lot of people find it refreshing to make a cucumber water. That's a really easy way. If you don't want to just eat all of your cucumber, you add it to a big pitcher of water, maybe with some mint, and you have a cucumber mint water that you've let chill in the refrigerator, and it's really, really refreshing this time of year.
Of course, here in Kentucky and in the Deep South in general, the deep fried option is always something to do with squash and zucchini. Squash in particular, some fried squash I can remember eating many, many times through the summer.
Absolutely. And I think that gets into a debate on whether you grew up in a cornmeal-based frying family or more of a flavored flour family. And so I grew up where we mixed flour and cornmeal together, and we got the crunchiness and the sort of like coating ability of the flour. It was really good. You want to make sure that you remember that you can salt and flavor the squash before you dip it into the coating. It helps make that flavor go all the way through. I always love using a local batter. If you can find that, that's what I would recommend.